Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Boom! Brand new banging I Am Rappaport stereo podcast is here. Have no fear. It is time, ladies and gentlemen. It is time. It is happening. It is time. The NBA is back. Oh my goodness. The NBA is back, and we're breaking down every single main story with every team and the X factor on every team. You know I love my NBA, and it's here. The NBA is here. So I'm breaking it down. Plus, stop referring to Hamas and the terrorists of Hamas as freedom fighters. They ain't freedom fighters. They ain't martyrs. They're terrorists. Sick, murderous, raping, kidnapping terrorists. All that and more on a hard-hitting I Am Rappaport stereo podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Oh, yeah. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real loud. But most importantly, start this puppy off with something real funky. I Am Rappaport stereo podcast. Let's fucking go. Boom. Brand new banging I Am Rappaport stereo podcast is here. Have no fear. Banging I Am Rappaport stereo podcast coming live and direct. Hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody is feeling safe. Hope everybody is feeling sane. The name is Michael Rappaport, aka the inflamed Ashkenazi, aka the disruptive warrior, aka the sultan of sniff, aka the raging bullshit. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Zickety Zone of Disruption. Give a shout out to everybody that came to the shows in Chicago. Just got back from a great batch of shows in Chicago. Some I Am Rappaport stereo podcast. Fans in there screaming, dingo, screaming, you fuck you, screaming and yelling. If you listen to the I Am Rappaport stereo podcast and you see me on the street, if you come to the live shows, all you got to do is say dingo, white mic. Just say dingo. Okay? It's like a secret code word. Gringo man dingo. Anyway, great shows in Chicago, great time in Chicago. And I appreciate everybody that came to the show. Appreciate everybody listening worldwide and beyond. Hope everybody is okay. Hope everybody is feeling safe, sane, and disruptive. I know I am feeling fired up because the NBA, holy shit, the NBA starts today. It is a long and winding season. A lot of NBA talk for you today. Matter of fact, we're going to stick to just NBA. Gatto. Can't believe it's here. A lot of things going on in the world, but we're going to focus on the NBA today. And getting a chill in New York City for the next couple of weeks. And then I head to Vegas, baby. Vegas on the 2nd of November. I'm performing in Vegas, baby. Vegas. A lot of people for a long time have said Vegas, baby. Vegas. Well, it's happening the 2nd and the 3rd at Jimmy Kimmel Comedy Club. Then I'm in Rio Beach for the Rio Beach Comedy Festival. November 9th. Then 2 days in Richmond, Virginia, the 10th and the 11th of November. Then I am in St. Louis, the 17th and the 18th. And then I got shows in December, Jersey, Sacramento, and Tommy T's in Pleasanton. All tickets, all information for all the shows is available at Michael Rappaport Comedy.com. I mean, and yeah, let's do it, man. Let's do it. The NBA is and always will be fantastic. I mean, shit, it's here. Let's just jump into it. The championship Nuggets, the Northwest Division, the championship Nuggets. Matter of fact, we're going to break down really quickly, real concisely, what to look for in every NBA team. The Nuggets, the championship Nuggets. Can the Nuggets repeat as champions? Will the Joker get his third MVP? The X factor is who steps in for Bruce Brown, who signed for big money in Indiana. That is the X factor. And obviously, the championship hangover. But I don't think the Joker gets hungover from rings and things. I certainly don't think Jamal Murray gets hungover from rings and things. The Thunder, the main story is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, an all-team first NBA player again. The X factor is, can Chet Holmgren be the rookie of the year and anchor the defense? I think it's going to go to Wembanyama. Wemby. But Chet Holmgren is a fucking problem. I will not be surprised if they go with two rookies of the year, co-rookies of the NBA, because Chet Holmgren looks to be the real deal as well. The Timberwolves, the Minnesota Timberwolves, the main story is Karl-Anthony Towns. Karl-Anthony Towns, Rudy Gobert, and Naz Reid. Can these big men coexist? And the Timberwolves' X factor is, will Anthony Edwards become the night-in, night-out superstar we expect him to be? He talks like it. He looks like it. But can he do it every single night, every single game, and push the Timberwolves to the next level? The Utah Jazz, the main story is, does John Collins fit next to the finisher? The finisher, and Kelsler. The X factor is, can Colin Sexton or rookie Keontae George from Baylor be the point guard they sorely, sorely need next to Clarkston? I think Colin Sexton can do that. I like Colin Sexton. The Blazers' main story, revamped roster. The what time is it? Dame Dollar era. Dame time era has ended, and Scoot Henderson, the Scoot Henderson era begins, and Jeremy Grant has to live up to that also. Shit, man. Listen, the X Factors, they got athletic wings. They got bigs, Ayton and Lord, Simmons and Sharp. The Blazers are a lot better than last season, but that ain't saying much. That ain't saying much. DeAndre Ayton, let's see what you got. You want it out? Well, now you're in Portland. Let's see what you got. The Southwest Division. Got to start with the Mavericks. The fucking Dallas Mavericks. The main story. Do Luka and Kyrie work? They both love to dribble the rock. I mean, I've never seen two people on the same team that love to dribble the rock. That is the main story. The X factor is Luka in shape and ready to finally be the MVP. Because he will have to be the MVP for them to even make the playoffs. For them to even make the playoffs in the West. That's right. I said it. But it's really about can Luka and Kuki Kyrie. Can that really work long term? The Grizzlies, their main story is they're playing half the year without Ja, Pau Morant, having traded Tyus Jones. Who initiates that offense? The X factor is, does Desmond Bane become an all-star next to Marcus Smart? Their best player is missing half the fucking season because we all know what Ja Morant did. The Pelicans, this is it. The New Orleans Pelicans, this is it. This is really a make or break season for Zion. Can you make it through 70 games, Zion Williamson? We all want to see you do it. We've seen flashes. We're all hoping. We're all praying that you stay healthy. Can you stay in shape and can you stay on the court? Ingram and Zion. Ingram and Zion, or one of them, ain't coming back next season. The X factor is who steps up with shooting, with Trey Murphy also out for a little while. The Rockets, they're all fucked up. Listen, they got Fred VanVleet. They got Udaka. Can they turn these boys to men? The X factor is the youth movement. Is it going to give team fits because speed kills? Are they ready to fully embrace manhood? And I am praying that James Harden does not wind up in Houston. Why the fuck would you want James Harden, Coach Udaka? The Spurs, the Frenchman, the big Frenchman, Victor Wembanyama. If he's able to stay healthy, I think this guy is going to live up to all the fucking hype. That's the main story. Guys that are 7'9" like him, historically, they get hurt. I'd never wish that on any player. But Victor Wembanyama, if he's healthy and he truly is a generational talent, that's the main story. X factor, who can fill out their big three? Keldon Johnson, Jeremy Sochan, they must. Okay, in order for this team to compete, there's only so much that Coach Pop and the giant French men can do, but it's going to be fun. The Pacific Division, the Warriors. We forgot about the Golden State Warriors. This is it. I think this is it. The main story is, can the Warriors win, or is it time to break up one of the most exciting, game-changing, fun, iconic teams of ever, and go young? The X factor is the health. Draymond's ankle, Chris Paul's hamstrings, and of course, Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson, can he be consistent and be the Klay Thompson we all know and love? The Suns, holy shit, the main story is maybe the big three, the best big three ever. They're fucking going to be a problem. Booker, Beal, and the big spitter are capable of putting up 30 points each a night. They're going to need to score because their defense ain't shit. Their defense is going to be and has been Swiss cheese, but it's going to be exciting. The West is going to be rough. How's the West going to be won? The Los Angeles Clippers, their main story is, can this deep veteran team finally bust through and stay healthy. Also, Clippers, leave the fucking James Harden idea in the dust. But can Kawhi and PG-13 stay healthy? Historically, I would say no. I like the Clippers. I like all the players on the Clippers, but it just doesn't seem to be fucking reasonable to think that they're all going to be there the entire season. The X factors, can Ty Lue make a balancing act out of everyone, keeping everyone happy for minutes? Or is there a trade on the horizon? But even more than Ty Lue, we have to see if these guys can make it to January, all of them on the court. The Kings' main story, can they win the division again? Can they improve? They have a target on their beam. Can they step up and take it to the next level? The X factor is, does De'Aaron Fox have what it takes to take this team deep into the playoffs? But now no one is surprised. Nobody's not paying attention. Sacramento, you really, really have our attention. And the Lakers. Oh, you can never forget or count out the fucking Los Angeles Lakers as LeBron James gets ready to play in his 49th season in the NBA. Holy shit. The main story is, how much longer can LeBron James run an offense, and can Anthony Davis stay healthy? Anthony Davis, can you stay fucking healthy? And can you finally take the burden off of your 63-year-old running mate, LeBron James? The X factor is D'Angelo Russell and Gabe Vincent. Are they capable of not being exposed on defense when the game is on the line? Remember, Gabe Vincent was a fucking all-generational talent last year during the Miami Heat run. He was fantastic, and now he is on the Lakers, but can he play some defense? I am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Eastern Conference. I can't believe the NBA is taking over. I can't believe the NBA is about to start. The Eastern Conference, the Atlantic Division, the New York Wildcats, a.k.a. the Villanova Knicks, the main story. Well, college teammates and NCAA champions, Brunson, Hart, and DiVincenzo bring a parade down Madison Avenue. The X Factor is RJ Barrett. Are you capable of being an all-star alongside Julius Randle? Can you step up to the plate? The Celtics, the Boston Celtics, can Drew Holiday. The main story is, can Drew Holiday's championship grit, his championship pedigree, rub off on the two J's, Jason and Jalen? The X factor is, if Porzingis, Kristaps Porzingis, a.k.a. Tingis Pingis, if him and Al Horford miss a game, can small ball Celtics win? Can the small ball, no Bruno, Celtics win? I'm happy for Tingis Pingis, and I'm looking forward to seeing, shit, man, this is going to be a great season in the NBA. The 76ers, the main story is, how much longer is Joel Embiid willing to pull up with the fucking circus in Philadelphia? And they got a few X factors, but their first X factor is James Harden. You got to get rid of him. You got to get rid of him, but for what? He doesn't want to be there. This guy is a fucking, he's every single thing that is wrong with the NBA and pro sports. The Toronto Raptors, the main story is, how big of a drop-off from Freddie Van Skeet to Schroeder is it going to be? The X factor is, can their defense grind him? Can he grind them back to the playoffs? A lot of the same faces, and not a lot of scoring for the Toronto Raptors. The Nets, I like this team. The main story is Mikal Bridges ready to be the number one guy. The number one guy, like Jax Taylor of Vanderpump Rules, for the full season. I say yes. The X factor, is Ben Simmons back, or are we going to be fooled again? I think Ben Simmons is back, baby. I think he's fucking back, and I want him to be back. I want the Brooklyn Nets to be great. I want this fucking season to be just a fucking, the best season of basketball ever. The Bucks, the main story is, can the superstars, Giannis, the Greek Freak, Antetokounmpo, and Dame Dollar, can they unite? Can they unite and take things to the top? The X factor, it is the supporting cast of the Bucks, still championship worthy, coming out of the very competitive East, the Cavaliers, the Cleveland Cavaliers. The main story is Spider Mitchell sold long-term to stay in Cleveland. I say no. He's going to give it his all because he's a class act. But will he stay in Cleveland long-term? I say no. The X factor, does Evan Mobley take a leap? Can he take a leap to all-star level and open up shooting for Struess and Niang consistently? The Pacers, the main story is Haliburton. Superstar money. Super-duper superstar money. Can he lead the Indiana Pacers to the playoffs? The X factor is Bendik Mathurin. Can he continue to take the league by storm in year two? Nice team, strong team, young team coming out of Indiana. The Pistons, main story is, how much better is Detroit with Cade Cunningham back running with Jaden Ivey? And the X factor is, can Monty Williams shape this talented Pistons team who have shit? Can he shape them in to winners? I think they're going to improve. I think they're going to improve the Bulls. The main story is, when the fuck is it time to break up the Bulls? Now or never? And who runs point with Lonzo Ball unfortunately being out for the season again? The entire season really sucks. Really, really, really sucks. I want to see Lonzo Ball healthy. Finally, the Southeast Division, the main story is, can Jimmy Butler do it again? He was incredible last playoff run. Is Tyler Hero back with a vengeance? Is he going to be able to step? Remember, he was out the fucking most of the playoffs last year with a broken wrist, a broken hand. Is he back with vengeance? And is it enough? The Hawks. The main story is, can Trey and Deontay get over the hump and be an incredible backcourt? I hope so also. I like all these fucking teams. X-Factors, can Quinn Snyder, he has a lot of talent, but can he put the pieces together to win the Wizards? I mean, fuck. This is... this team is fucked up. The main story is, how many shots per game will Jordan Poole and Kyle Kuzma attempt? I think Jordan Poole's out of his fucking tree. The X-Factors, can Tyus Jones be the starting point guard to keep Washington just respectable? Can they even be respectable with that lineup? The Hornets, the main story is, his number two overall pick. Big fucking, this guy is talking a lot of shit, but is he going to fit with LaMelo and Scary Terry? And will LaMelo Ball stay healthy? The X factor, is Miles Bridges going to be on the floor, or is he going to be in jail? Is Miles Bridges going to be playing basketball in the NBA or in prison? That's the fucking X factor. The Magic, can shit, Banchero and Wagner, can they bring the Magic back to playoff contention? The X factor is always Markelle Fultz. Can Markelle Fultz and the sixth pick, Anthony Black, be the point guards to power this high-octane roster? It's going to be a great season. But I'm going to say it right now. October 24th, I am going to say it right now. This is who I think will be the eight teams in each conference. Okay? These are my predictions right now. And yes, I'm going to throw them in your face later on. The Bucks, the Cavs, the Celtics, the Hawks, the Knicks, the Sixers, the Magic, the Heat, the Bubble will be the Pacers, the Raptors, and the Bulls. That's my East. The West, the Nuggets, the Lakers, the Clippers, the Timberwolves, the Warriors, the Kings, the Thunder, and the Suns, the Bubble, the Pelicans, the Mavericks, and the Grizzlies. My finals matchup as of today, October 24th. My finals matchup as of today, October 24th, the day the NBA season is going to start. I am predicting that the championship Denver Nuggets will be in the NBA Finals against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Holy fucking shit. Suck a dick, DJ Moist. It's going to be a long and winding competitive season with an in-season playoff tournament that I still haven't totally figured out. The NBA is and always will be super duper fantastic. And I just can't wait for it to start. This is the best time of the year for me. NFL, Major League Baseball playoffs, World Series looming, and the NBA is here. You got college football, you got college basketball, you got women's basketball, you got all kinds of shit going on. And if you want to play for money, go to CaptainPicks.com. Oh yeah, go to CaptainPicks.com. Be amongst a community of champions that want to see you win. Break the bookies bank at CaptainPicks.com. I am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
What else is going on? That's my NBA shit. You know, and I wanted to stay away from everything that's going on with Israel and Hamas and the innocent people of Israel and the innocent civilians of the Gaza Strip. I wanted to just say one thing, though, that Hamas is terrorists. Be clear on that. Hamas is terrorist. Anybody that supports Hamas is sick. Hamas is a terrorist ran organization that their whole agenda, their whole hope and dream is the end, the destruction of Israel and the death to all Jews. All Jews. Not just white Jews, all Jews. There's plenty of brown Jews. There's Cuban Jews. There's Spanish Jews. All Jews. Just because you're brown, do not think Hamas will give you a pass. Sidebar, Queers for Palestine? They put the Jews on hold for a little bit and deal with you first. God forbid. The LGBTQ for Palestine? You terrorist, you sick terrorist apologists. Hamas is not freedom fighters. They're not martyrs. They're murderers, rapists, killers, drug addicts that thought they were going to get $10,000 per person. Look it up. Look it all up. If you don't believe me, if you don't, look it up. Get off of TikTok. Get off of social media and look it all up. Spend 15 minutes really trying to get some information. They're not freedom fighters. They're not martyrs. You want to call them freedom fighters? Call Kanye West. Kanye West was just a freedom fighter. Kanye West was just trying to bring truth to the world about Jewish people. Kanye West was just trying to spread the word about the Jewish people. He should be uncanceled. Matter of fact, at the pro-Palestine rallies, they should be playing Kanye West. We were wrong about Kanye West. He's a freedom fighter. Osama bin Laden, freedom fighter. The United States was occupying the Middle East. Maybe we could argue with his ways of going about things, but he was just a freedom fighter. Just a freedom fighter. Right? Timothy McVeigh, who blew up that building in Oklahoma City, a freedom fighter. If you're calling Hamas freedom fighters, call Kanye West a freedom fighter, call Osama bin Laden and the terrorists from 9/11, call them freedom fighters, Saddam Hussein freedom fighters, Timothy McVeigh a freedom fighter. Because in their sick minds, in their sick, demented minds, they were all doing something for the betterment of people. And it varies. And people are like, oh, well, no. Hamas didn't just kill Jewish people. They didn't just kidnap Jewish people. They killed and kidnapped Arabs. They killed and kidnapped Americans. And they kill you. They're not freedom fighters. Hamas is a terrorist-ran organization that doesn't give a fuck about you, your LGBTQ, how you identify, your thoughts, your feelings, your stress, your anxiety. They kill you too. Stop calling them fucking freedom fighters. They're not fucking freedom fighters. Hamas is a terrorist-ran organization. Period. I'm out. Fucking out. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Take me at it with something real nice. Take me at it with something real loud. But most importantly, end this puppy with something real funky. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I'm out.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.